With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Inflation may be down, but it's not out.
It's the latest sign that the pandemic fuel price surge is only gradually coming under control. The consumer price index rose 0.3% from December to January. That's up from a 0.2% increase the previous month. Compared with a year ago, prices are up 3.1%. That's less than the 3.4% figure in December and well below the 9.1% inflation peak in mid-2022.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the consumer price report has triggered a sell-off on Wall Street. From the mountains of West Virginia to the rocky coast of Maine, tens of millions of people in the path of a powerful winter storm. The nor'easter has closed schools, canceled many flights. New York and Boston among big cities along the I-95 corridor where the snow has really been piling up. Also at SRNnews.com, a deadly shooting in New York City. The gunman still at large.
Gunfire erupted following a dispute between two groups of teenagers at a New York City subway station at the start of evening rush hour on a train platform in the Bronx around 4:30 p.m., a time when stations throughout the city are filled with kids coming home from school and many workers are beginning their evening commute. Officials say a 34-year-old man was killed. The wounded included a 14-year-old girl, a 15-year-old boy, and three adults, ages 28, 29, and 71. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The $95 billion foreign aid bill that cleared the Senate this morning could hit a dead end in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson threatens to kill the measure because it fails to include funds to beef up U.S. border security. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 309 points. The Nasdaq is off 295. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention issues a voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian guide for political engagement. And it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas man who drugged his wife's drinks in an attempt to induce an abortion has been sentenced to 6 months in jail and 10 years on probation. The wife, who has filed for divorce, told the court the jail sentence was not long enough. She says their one-year-old daughter was born about 10 weeks premature and has developmental delays, requiring her to attend therapy daily. The sentencing, the result of a plea deal. This is SRN News. The disease behind the Black Death, which devastated 14th century Europe, still seeks victims today.
Public health officials in Oregon have reported a case of bubonic plague in a local resident. They said last week the person likely contracted it from a pet cat. Deschutes County health officials say all close contacts of the person and the cat have been contacted and provided medication. The county says the case has been identified and treated in its early stages. Officials say it poses little risk to the community. Symptoms of bubonic plague include the sudden onset of fever, nausea, weakness, chills, and muscle aches. Symptoms begin 2 to 8 days after exposure to an infected animal or flea. Keith Peters reporting.
Georgia's Brian Kemp. He's the latest Republican governor who's poised to offer aid to Texas Governor Greg Abbott in his effort to secure the southwest border. More details, SRNnews.com.